This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's talk tech with Mark Aflalo of Double Tap TV. Of course, you can catch Double Tap TV Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI TV. And Mark Aflalo joins us this morning from Montreal. Hey, good morning, Mark.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Nice to chat with you. You've got an interesting story here coming from the world of Microsoft, doubling down on a pledge to make their products more accessible. So, Mark, what is this pledge? What's it all about?
So it's a technology-led pledge and a commitment, really, to create more opportunities for disabled people. Now, this strategy, covers their productivity suite, their office suite, all their AI data sets, retail presence, and even internal diversity statistics to build towards a workplace, and I quote fingers, a workplace that's more inclusive for people with disabilities.
So let's put the employees to the side for a second. Let's talk about consumers. What does this mean for consumers?
So it means they're going to be launching new accessible by design features in Microsoft 365, which is their subscription-based office suite. Now, options include things like a new background checker that can help fix content, accessibility content across their core office apps and Outlook, while AI in Microsoft Word, for example, detect and convert things for heading styles and things for that really help work on, you know, the low vision on, you know, screen readers and stuff like that. Really by design, which means it's going to be there from the core and not be an afterthought.
So let's move to the employee side. You threw up the air quotes a little bit there when you quoted them, but what does this mean in terms of opportunities for individuals to work inside the tech industry?
It means that there's going to be more openings and more positions within the company that are going to help to create all these experiences. You know, they talk about in the Word, for example, detecting heading styles. I mean, Excel is going to be getting a whole new navigation pane designed for screen readers and to help people discover things in spreadsheets that didn't exist before. These all came to be because of positions that they're filling within the company to actually create these experiences and take a look at things from a whole different perspective, the perspective of people with disabilities. Things like in Teams, they're going to be doing a high contrast mode, in PowerPoint, across the entire platform and the entire ecosystem, all the way through to their business suite, their Azure systems, which is their offline storage, kind of like Amazon's cloud. Their whole cloud suite is going to be enabled. And all those positions, over 100 positions within the company itself, are going to be there to fill, to help people not only on the coding side, but on the marketing side and everything, and all the way into the retail stores.
So that's the human side of things. What about artificial intelligence? How is this going to figure into the plan?
Well, the AI kind of figures in from day one. It's always there at the core in terms of the way they can analyze the way in which people use the data and use the software. And using AI, they're going to try to automate some of the accessibility features, not in a way to try and get rid of people, but in a way to try and make it more predictable or, you know, try to understand how people use the software. And is there a way they can automate things to make it easier for the person that uses it so that one day it's as easy as someone saying, you know, spell check, and it'll automatically just do it.
Mark, you mentioned that Microsoft is going to be launching this inside the Office suite. Things like Teams are going to be involved. But we know they also own some different companies, like LinkedIn, for example. Are we going to see this extend to some of those other big companies that Microsoft owns, some of the subsidiaries?
Not only are we going to see it, we actually are starting to see it now. Various features in LinkedIn, the social network, obviously, such as adding auto captioning for live broadcasts, launching captioning on the enterprise content. There's going to be a dark mode later this year and a high contrast mode as well. So we're going to see this trickle down into everything that Microsoft owns.
Mark, are you on the LinkedIn machine? I have an account, but I would say I log in like once a year, if that.
I'm pretty, I'm more active on LinkedIn than I am on Facebook or Twitter or even Instagram for that matter.
No way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I just find it's more, I find more information about the things that I'm interested in and less clutter, let's call those cluttering quotey fingers, because Facebook, I find, is just too much that I just don't care about.
Are you referring to flame wars in the comments section as clutter?
I don't know what you're talking about, nor do I care about your cat.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I don't have a cat, so I take no offense to that one.
I know.
What about the education side of this, Mark? What are they going to be rolling out on this side?
They're going to be rolling out new education and workforce initiatives that are targeted at students and, of course, their own personnel. They have a new Reflect feature in Microsoft Teams, which is going to offer support for social learning, helping students manage their emotions, which is kind of interesting. And a Microsoft Reading Progress app that's in the pipeline to help teachers digitally test for reading fluency over time.
Oh, very cool. Mark, looking forward to your own TV show this week, Double Tap TV. What do you guys have coming up?
We're talking about 5G, but we're actually talking about what's next with 5G, beyond 5G. How's it going to be used today? But more importantly, how's it going to be used in 5 years from now?
Oh, very cool. The 5-year plan of 5G. That makes sense to me. Mark, also, last week you guys had the recordings of the Double Tap TV town halls. How'd those go?
Phenomenally well, as you know, because you were there. But no, we had a really good time. They're going to be airing in May, June, July, and August. And obviously take a listen to AMI Audio and AMI TV for promos for the actual air dates and times.
Now, of course, we have so many feedback channels that folks can always reach out to the show and be a part of. But how cool was it to have that experience of sort of the live in-person Q&A components?
It was really neat. It was really neat to get interactive with people. It's something that we're going to do more and more. I think we're going to try to bring that into the actual weekly show itself as much as we can as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very cool. Mark, before I let you go, though, I do have to ask you our daily poll question. And this related to something that our digital accessibility specialist, Denny Boudreau, was talking about a little bit earlier in the show. So in your personal and professional life, do you make to-do lists or checklists? Yes, no, or only if I have to?
I do, but I never pay attention to them.
So the act of making the list is sort of an act on the list, but then it just gets tossed into the recycling.
I try so hard, but my memory is just better than my to-do list.
Well, Mark, you are an excellent juggler. We appreciate you stopping by the show to chat with us this morning.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Mark Aflalo. He is the host of Double Tap TV, which you can find Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI TV, also on demand after the show, AMI.ca, as well as the AMI app, which you can find on the Apple App Store, as well as on the Android Play Store as well. So very cool for both you Android users and you Apple users now having access to the AMI app. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.